Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea, a podcast where we take baby steps through life. And baby, do we need them in these trying times? I don't even know where to begin. I'm just so taken aback. This is about this Boosie parenting fiasco. This is gonna be a short episode because I just have to get this out. Like, it's killing me. Well, if you don't know, or you know, let's just recap. Let's just trying to get my bearings as I'm recording. Let's just recap. So apparently in a live, he admitted to letting grown women, paying grown women to, I don't even know how to word this because I'm just like, I can't believe this. He admitted to basically paying grown women to touch his son inappropriately. Like, did I just say that? It's just, talk about oversharing. But I'm taken aback by a couple of things. I mean, I'm taken aback by the fact that he thought it was okay to do this. To do this to his son, to approach a lady, to think his son was, like, in this space. Like, of wanting this. Like, it's just, I'm gonna use a buzzword. It's so much to unpack. It's so much to unpack. But I just had to do, I had to do an episode on this because I just cannot believe he, I can't believe he did it. I can't believe he's done it. I'm just thinking about his son. Like, and then since this news has come out, I've seen so many black men say they've had similar situations with their fathers, or, you know, a male family member, you know, pushing a woman on them, or, you know, just women pushing themselves on children. And, oh, my wings are done. But it's just, I'm just taking it all in, which I shouldn't be, because yikes, what a piece of crap to take in, right? But it's like I'm taking it all in. I'm seeing these comments on Facebook and I'm just like, wow, one of my communities, the black community, is so traumatized that they're able to normalize traumatic events. Like, I've seen people justify this. Like, this is normal. Or just say stuff like, damn, little man getting it. And it's just like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just looking at it like this. A grown woman and a child, or let's just take the gender out of it, an adult and a child. Like, for me, that's where it ends. Like, an adult and a, like, it's just, but people are going beyond that and being like, well, you know, it's norm. And I'm like, it's not. It's not. It's not normal. I just feel like this. I feel like some people feel like just because a lot of people experience something that it's the norm. And it's like, you can have 15,000 men saying, well, that's how I lost my virginity. My uncle or my daddy or my granddaddy paid a lady to jumble my jollops. Like, it's like, it don't matter if all of y'all experience the same thing. That don't make it right. That doesn't make it right. I'm literally just, Like, I was talking about it with one of my friends, and then I was talking about it with a group of friends, and I was just, with my group of friends, I'm just, we're all just like, wow, we're just stunned. Like, we're really just, not even really, I guess, I can't even say I guess, I'm shocked, because it's not an outrage to get this guy. It's like you basically pay someone to rape your child. Like you, and then let's just even go there. You're paying someone to have, you're paying for sex for your son. No, no, it's just so many boundaries crossed. It's just so many boundaries crossed that if this is what's going on in our communities behind the scenes, like if this is the quote-unquote norm, it has to stop. This is right in line with molestation. It's right in line with the rapes that get swept under the rugs. It's just, we have to see that a lot of this stuff, a lot of this keep it in the family, you know, type of things that we have in the Black community, they have to go away. They have to go away if we're truly going to heal. I'm just still in just, I can't even believe I'm talking about this. Like, have you ever been talking about a subject and you're like, it's crazy that I'm talking about this? And then the fact that dude just got on live talking about, he just saying it. I mean, I feel like it's wrong and it definitely shouldn't be happening. But to get somewhere and be so wrong, yet so loud and open, it's just like, my God. What a fucking double whammy. What a double whammy. And then you got people like, then this came up. It's like, would you rather have a son like Lil Boosie's son or the son like D Wade's son? And it's like, this is not the time for the gay versus straight shit. This is not time. He is wrong. He is wrong. He, Lil Boosie, he is absolutely wrong. We're not even finna talk about D Wade. He's over there embracing his child, loving his child, making sure his child is comfortable and safe. Lil Boosie, on the other hand, is what even is that? Like, what even is that? What, I know it's wrong, but he's like setting a predator. I can't even call the woman or women. I don't know if it's single or plural. I don't even know if calling them a predator, well, I guess they still would be a predator even if they were like, oh God, jeez. Even if they were like paid to do it, it's like you're still wrong. Can't say like, well, they were paid to do it, so it absolves them. No, you're an adult of sound mind. Like, you know not to touch a child. So that bitch is on the chopping block too. Or bitches. It's just gross. It's just gross. Like, I feel like his son should come into his own on his own, and he should not get, I mean, have the talk, educate your children on sex, you know, sex education, do all of that, be real with them, let them know what's going on. But I just feel like assisting them in getting laid is just a bit too much. Birds and the bees, make sure you're safe, make sure you're protected, don't do anything if you don't want to do, don't force anybody to do things they don't want to do, but as far as I'm finna go an extra step further and set you up with some lady that likes to take money for sex with children, that's far too much. That is, and then I'm thinking about his son, like, what type of therapy is this young man going to need? Like, and then I know in heterosexual households, there's this push for the boys to be so manly, to be so masculine, to show not an ounce of feminine or an ounce of being a, just no, you can't show any hint of gayness or homosexuality. So I know there's this push of, you know, damn son, look at them titties, or damn, he a ladies man and he's like fucking two. And it's like, okay, we get the push, but this push is a little too much. The push itself is too much. Love your kids for being who they are, whether they're gay or straight. But the push, come on. I mean, we don't even. Then one of my friends brought up a point, like, what if the little boy's already sexually active? And, you know, what if he likes it? And what I said to my friend was, if he's being sexually active already, if the child is being sexually active already, which, you know, some of us did things earlier than others, or some of us just did things. If that's the case, I'm pretty sure he's not being sexually active with a grown-ass woman. I'm pretty sure if he's being sexually active, it's probably with other humans his age. Pretty sure he's not flirting up the lady at Walmart and they, you know, meeting up later. Like, I just, no. So, for me, that was like, nah. Even if this little boy has been sexually active or is sexually active, that does not give adults the right to orchestrate a sexual encounter for him. It just doesn't. It's just, I know I'm talking about it, but every so often I just get in this space where I'm like, wow, my people, my babies, are we this traumatized? These wings look so damn good. But it's just, it's a lot to take in. It's definitely, I mean, I'm definitely like, Lil Boosie is wrong. Like, I don't agree with that at all. I definitely don't. This is crazy, but I've even thought about stuff like this. Like, you know, if your son or, you know, whatever is, I guess, I don't know, paralyzed from the neck down and they just need some. It's like, I guess you could kind of feel like obligated. Like, ooh, I kind of want my baby. But even then, it's like, no. Even then, it's like, just, you just don't orchestrate sexual encounters for your child. Either they can get out there and get it when they're supposed to be getting it, or when they're, I feel like when they're maybe educated enough to go out there, to go out there with the knowledge of everything that sex can be. But I guess what I'm saying is, they should be doing things when they're prepared and have the best possible chances to shit, go out there and have a good time and not end up hurt or harmed. And I'm not just talking about like diseases and shit. I'm talking about like emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Like, you don't want your babies having soul ties to some damn monsters or just getting mentally fucked up. So it's just, if anything, this has shed an even, I didn't even think this was possible. This has shed an even bigger light on how trash he is. And I know this word gets used way too much, but this is peak toxic behavior. Like, this is what you, this is exactly what you don't do. You don't do this. And you don't put yourself in a position where if you do it, you can admit it on fucking Facebook Live. You just don't. I'm just honestly, luckily I haven't seen, I don't know if anybody on my timeline has posted, but I haven't seen anyone on my friends list in favor of his actions. Because if they are, or if you are in favor of his actions, you're out of here. I don't even want to have a discussion. I also think about it like this. Like, I have a niece and a nephew in that range of age. My nephew is more so closer to Lil Boosie's son age. So it just made me be like, what the hell would that look like if I was just like, hey, I'm gonna give you this. I'm going to give you X amount of dollars to fool around with my nephew. By the way, he's 12. What? No. 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 Absolutely not. That's not what we're doing. But it seems like it's more of a battle of... It seems like there's not... I feel like there should be a fucking lynch mob at the Lil Boosie. Like, I feel like folks should be like, what the fuck is going on in this household? Are you safe? Is this... Does he do... Like, I feel like questions should be answered. One of my friends also brought up, like, maybe this is parenting style. Or maybe this, you know, what he experienced. And I'm like, no, we have to break the cycle. Again, we have to break the cycle. We can't just normalize things that are not okay. Or things that can be traumatic. And then just continue going on because it's the norm. I'm one of those people, I don't care how hard it is to break a norm or a cycle. If it needs to be broken, it got to be broken. I don't care if it's too much, if it's back-breaking labor or not. If it shouldn't be happening or if it's harmful to the community, I don't care how long it takes. I don't care how uncomfortable the conversations get. We have to have those conversations and we have to do something. And we have to replace those practices with something healthy. We have to unlearn all these unhealthy ass behaviors and just... We have to unlearn them and we have to stop just bypassing them with the notion of, well, this has always been. That's not how it always has to be, though. Just because it's been that way and it's harmful and it's traumatic and you get these guys out here who have these unhealthy sex practices. You get these guys out here who say, well, when I was 12, someone was hollering at me, so I'm finna go try to holler at a 12-year-old. That's how this shit, that's a way this shit keeps going on. We have to learn how to set clear boundaries. I know I talk about that a lot during this podcast or on this podcast, but it's true. We really do have to learn how to set clear boundaries and stop. I feel like we've already been traumatized so much, just as a people, that we have to take our own mental health into very serious consideration. And we have to look at the shit that we have been doing and the shit that we are doing. Because like I said before, a lot of this shit is getting just, it's just getting the okay because it's been getting done. Or that's the quote unquote norm. And I mean, we have to, aren't we starting to see the effects? Aren't we starting to see, like, how this cycle is continuing? Then we also have to acknowledge when people try to break the cycle, how they get fucking chewed out. And then let's think about this, too. How's Lil Boosie's son, like, taking all this in? Because we know he got a cell phone. We know he has probably access to social media. Or if he doesn't, someone's bringing it to his attention. Basically, the information is getting to him that not only is this information out about him, so his sexual activity is out. And the fact that it was with this older woman who, you know, guys or in the they gonna clap it up or whatever. Man, you had to sex the older woman. If the shoe was on the other foot, that's a whole nother story. But I digress. And it's just like, how is he in taking all of this in? Like, so many people know so much about him at such a young age now. Like, this is some very sensitive information that has gotten out. So his daddy's under a microscope and he's under a microscope. And it's just like, that's a lot for a 12-year-old. On top of having a sexual experience with an older woman. And we're not concerned about that. We're not thinking that he's going to need therapy. Clearly, there's a history of therapy needed starting with Lil Boosie. And it just needs to go down to his sons and then shoot all the way back from there. And not just like he's a fucking horrible person. He has said some horrible things and I do not care for him. But I just feel like everyone can benefit from therapy. We all got stuff, but when you don't when you don't tend to your stuff, it can hurt other people. And I feel like this is one of those cases where he probably thought he was doing something good or something fatherly or something that he made, something that he maybe was exposed to. I don't know his backstory, but a little therapy could help. Because this is far too much. I kind of want to yell, is this your king? Because I feel like so many people be riding for him. Like, is this is your king? Wouldn't recommend it. But it's like, the more I talk about it, the more I'm just like, I just see, baby needs some help. If you are a parent and you can just sit in your child's face or just come up in your mind, use your mind to come up with or justify or just even get in the space of, I'm finna get my son some pussy. I don't care how old this son is. I don't care how old this child is. I just know, baby, you gotta do that out there. Food, shelter, clothes, love, everything that's under the umbrella of love and care, got you. Getting you some pussy or some dick. No. Not from dad. But I leave just saying this, that we have to do something just a tinge bit different. I wish everybody would just use this time that we're in quarantine too. You know, I know a lot of therapists are doing phone therapy or, you know, video therapy where you don't even have to leave the house. I mean, you can go park your car in a parking lot somewhere and have a private therapy session now. So it's like you don't have to go somewhere where people may see you, because I know that's a lot of people's issue. They don't want to be seen going to therapy. But it's just like, we got to do something beyond, instead of normalizing shit like this. It's a lot of healing to be done. You start with some little therapy. But I'll let you all go. Y'all have a nice day. Bye.